Rightio, now I'll just click send and away she goes. Good morning, everybody. Well, not really everybody, because nobody actually is listening to this podcast, because I have no followers, because I've never actually told anybody that I'm making a podcast, but I will. I will soon enough. Anyway, I'm just sitting here. I've just finished typing up my newspaper column for this week. I run a newspaper column every single Wednesday in the Wangaratta Chronicle, which is distributed across probably five or six regional newspapers. I think there's the Alpine Observer, the Myrtleford Times maybe, the Beechworth Times or Beechworth Observer, I can't remember. But anyway, there's lots of them. They go right around northeast Victoria. I've been doing that every Wednesday for probably close to about 10 years. I don't do it in the winter. I've got about 4 weeks left. I stop on Queen's birthday weekend, and then I start again in September when the trout season opens. I found that if I do a fishing report during the winter, 1 week it's about Dartmouth, the next week it's about Lake William Hovel. Then it's about Dartmouth again, then it's about Lake William Hovel again. There's just not very much to report on in the winter, and as a result, my fishing report becomes quite boring and mundane. So I don't do a newspaper fishing report in the winter. But I do one in for every other Wednesday of the year. I write it on a Sunday, send it through, and it gets printed on a Wednesday. This week I'm talking about how the Murray cod fishing has slowed down. I'm not going to pump up the fishing when it's not overly great, so I've talked about the slowdown. I've talked about the redfin being caught at Lake Buffalo, and I've also talked about the trout fishing briefly, and I'm going to talk more about trout fishing next week. A lot of people think that I get paid to write my Wednesday fishing report, but you know what? It's a love job. Always has been. I enjoy doing it. Writing a newspaper report, the only thing I get paid is that occasionally I plug my YouTube channel in my newspaper report. But the best pay of the lot comes from seeing the smiles on the kids' faces when I can share their photo in my newspaper column. I remember as a kid how important it was to me to open the newspaper from time to time and see my face in there. And now I am in a position where I can give other people that fantastic opportunity, and I love doing that. And that's one of the things that inspires me the most with my newspaper column. It actually helps bring people together. A lot of people, complete strangers, will come and talk to me and ask me about the fishing, and they'll send me photos for my column. It makes people happy, and it's just great to get kids involved, and that's why I love doing it. Anyway, it's Sunday morning. I've just finished sending that off. I'm about to upload my latest YouTube video for tonight, which I think is quite a good one. Spinning for rainbow trout in a small stream with an unknown bladed spinner. And after I've done this, I'm going to take the kids for a drive, take a few photos, and just have a bit of an outing. All right, happy Sunday, everybody. I hope you all have a wonderful day, and I've managed to keep this under 3 minutes. It's 2 minutes and 59. Bye.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.